somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. Respect me. Protect me. Never neglect me. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. It's Jesus, not Santa. Jesus is the reason for the season. Let me hear you scream.
All righty. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And if it's Thursday, you guessed it, all you regular listeners out there, you'll know what the deal is. It's time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
Yes, sir!
Yeah. Clip's a little hot. All you have to do to play is call us here at the radio station, and we'll put you on the air, and you tell us what Jesse's saying, and you win yourself, I guess a prize. I don't know what's going on. Gina, where are the prizes for today?
What prizes?
For Jesse Jackson, every Thursday for the last 12 years
Wait.
Or 10 years, we've given out prizes.
Right, but you didn't get the memo?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I forwarded it to you earlier. We don't have prizes tonight.
Oh, get out of here.
No, we don't.
Where is it? In the other room?
No.
Is it something big for the holidays?
I would love to tell you it is, but in the spirit of giving, they haven't given us any prizes tonight.
We're going to give away, I don't know, automobiles or something?
No.
Nothing?
I don't have anything.
Jesus Christ.
No giveaways.
No giveaways. No prizes for Christmas, no.
Jesus Christ, man. This economy is really effing tight.
It's not good.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah. No, I had Jacksonville. I told you Jacksonville. Okay. And 2 units on the Lakers.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Okay. All right. Thanks, man. The only call I take during the show is I got one number in there, my whole phone, that I do take during the show, and that is my bookie.
God damn it.
Yeah. Everybody else can hold for 3 hours. All right, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say, everybody? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here are the clips you're going to hear tonight. It's a compilation of all the greatest and hardest clips throughout the year. So everybody can celebrate, and perhaps you got it earlier on in the year, you'll be able to get it easier this time. No prizes tonight. You're playing for the love of the game, which means you can call up as many times as you like. During the regular season, we like to keep the calls to maybe one per person per month. But now that no prizes, you can keep calling back. It might be tough to get through, but you can try. Who cares? 520-9710. Here we go. The clips you're going to hear tonight on What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
We're arguing about come to Prithith and Drexel Boulevard. Now come here now. And then say he that there be more best and there be less rest. You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book. I mean, we used to go over to the Riverview Amusement Park.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
I was never gone, Kennedy gone. God's good all time, God good, we shall expand. If you did not have the third, with the first two tracks, politically, he campaigned for LB Gay. She transferred her politically, he campaigned for LB Gay.
Yeah.
Interests are tentacles. Politically, he campaigned for LB Gay. And hoping to jump over something. And they'll get their throw away little books away like.
Jesus Christ.
In Columbia.
Huh?
In Columbia. You have to call women B's and H's. For he the word. And then later on day we go and we see Stevie the Wonder.
Wow. Extra syllable in Stevie's name. Stevie the Wonder.
For he the word. And then later on day we go and we see Stevie the Wonder. Politically, he campaigned for LB Gay.
All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go. Zeke in Southgate, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey.
Stud, man.
Hey, man, look at you, dude.
Hey, thank you, thank you. Okay, I get that again, Tim.
Here we go, sir.
We are organized.
Let's see. Well, wait a minute. Let's hold on 1 second.
We for this time, yeah, we are arguing about
No, it's not it. Sorry,
no!
Dude. Zeke, have a great holiday. That's not correct. Tyrone and Compton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
We arguing about...
Hey, Tim, I'm so glad you guys aren't doing prizes tonight. I always play just for fun.
Good for you.
All right, I'll take the next one, though.
I'll put you on hold. Look at that. All right. That's the one guy that gets to hold on until he wins. I don't know why he's going to win, though. Wonder why he wanted to hold. Maybe he's bored. Here we go.
Come to Prithith and Drexel Boulevard. Oh, now, come here now.
Jesus.
We were arguing about
Robert and Torrance, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, one more time.
All right, here we go. How old are you, by the way?
13.
Oh, yeah, you're the kid that calls us with his dad, right?
Yep.
All right.
We were argumentative.
Sorry, dude. Let's talk to your dad, Torrance. Timmy, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey. His family gets two shots all the time.
Can you give it to me one more time?
Here we go.
We vote for this time, but here we argue it out.
Nah, the household's 0 for tonight.
No.
Yeah. Hey, you listen to the radio often with your kid?
To your show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. A little bonding. The TV's off and the radio's on, huh?
Well, it's paused at the moment.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
All right,
have a nice holiday season. That guy and his kid call all the time. Try to play this game. That's pretty cool. That's back to TV. Michael in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tim Conway, you are the coolest guy in the world.
Thank you, sir. You must be high.
No, drunk.
I don't get that from sober guys.
I don't know what that guy's saying, though.
Okay. All right, man. Back to what are you drinking tonight?
Some Bud Light.
That's not bad. How many?
Three.
Three? You got that kind of buzz rolling off three? You must be young.
Yeah.
Or skinny?
Both.
How old are you?
21.
What do you weigh?
150.
Yeah, okay. All right, Babu, enjoy your
good
buzz.
Night, man.
All right, there he goes, man. Three Bud Lights. He's that buzz. Wish I could do them. Remember those days? I think I was 15 last time I got buzzed on three beers. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Art and Camarillo, you're on the air.
We work at this time, but yet we are organized.
No. Last one, then we move on. Leo in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Timmy.
Bad vibes?
Yeah.
All right, sorry, dude. What he's saying is, we were, this time, a year ago, we were arguing about? Pretty simple, huh? Pretty simple stuff. Again, it's, we were, this time, a year ago, we arguing about?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's easy stuff. Why didn't anybody get it? What's wrong with you people out there? All right, we move on to the next clip. Here we go.
Come to Prithith and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Are you sure you got the address right on both these?
Yes, this
all
is
right.
Totally correct.
All right.
Come to Prithith and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
All right, Tyrone and Compton, you're back. You're on the air.
Come to Prithith and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Tim, you still there, buddy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just play it one more time, please.
Come to Prithith and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
By the way, Prithith is a street number. I'll give you a hint.
Come to Prithith and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
What do you got?
Come to Israel and be
with friends. You remember that slogan?
You bet, Tim. I remember every slogan.
How old are you?
I'm 23. I'm a real big fan of the show.
McGrath,
Randy Wang.
Yes.
All right.
Crew.
So he said something real simple. He said, come. I got come so far.
All right.
Come to Prithith and Drexel Boulevard. Now come here now.
Come to Putz and Drexler Boulevard. Come here now.
Yes, you're missing the Blutitz. And it's a street number exactly halfway between 1 and 100.
Come to Putz and Drexler Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Come to 50 and Drexler Boulevard and... Now, come here now.
That's it. You got it, man. Congratulations.
All right. You guys, Gina Grad, the whole family, you know, have a good Christmas.
Thank you. You want to say hi to Gina Grad in person?
In person? I've met her before. She's fine.
Yeah, you want to say hi to her on the air?
Hi, Tyrone.
Hi, Gina Grad.
Where did we meet?
The food drive.
Oh, I remember you. You're sweet.
She don't remember me. She doesn't remember me. She's just saying that.
Wait, were you in a yellow windbreaker jacket?
No, I look like the guy from Superbad.
Oh, yeah, the Jonas Hill guy. I totally like you.
Hey, Tyrone, you want to say hi to Randy before you go?
Oh, come on. I like that guy.
There he goes. Another big fan of Randy Wang's. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Come to 50th and Drexel Boulevard. Come here now.
Come to Putt and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Putt is 50th.
Come to Putt and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Remember that in the future. We move on.
And then say he the... And then say he the... And then say he the...
Chris and Camarillo, you're on the air.
And then say he the...
Hey, Spencer.
Hey.
Hey, who does the Jesus Christ sound drop? Can you give that up?
Yeah, that's Ernie Anderson, a friend of my dad's, and he was the voiceover guy for ABC and Ford and a lot of big companies in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
You remember the, have you driven a Ford? Remember that guy?
Absolutely.
That's him. And also, at the end of America's Funniest Home Videos,
okay.
You know, who's going to be the winner? Is it Cat in a Box? You know, old lady dying.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
That's Ernie. Right. Ernie is great, man. He's one of the great characters of all time. A real effing guy, man. I'll tell you that. His kid's very successful. Paul Thomas Anderson is a very successful director. I remember, this is a true story. Ernie Anderson's wife was running Edwina was running a flower basket shop up in the valley between, on Ventura, between Whitsitt and Ventura, between Whitsitt and Laurel. And I was running baskets around for her in my car for the holidays. I was the delivery guy when I was, you know, 16 years old. I got my car. And Ernie was told not to smoke anymore by his wife, or his wife was going to split.
Jesus Christ.
So he sat in the back of the shop with me, and he's smoking, and all of a sudden, Edwina pulls up, so he gives me the cigarette. And I'm only 16 years old. He gives me the cigarette. And he goes, hold on to this thing, man, until the old lady leaves. So I'm holding on the cigarette, and Edwina goes, I didn't know you smoked. And I go, yeah, all the time. So I took a drag of it and almost passed out. And then she goes into the shop, and he goes, man, I told you, God damn it, don't put your effing lips on my cigarettes, man.
Jesus Christ.
Wish I had that drop. All right, let's continue here with Chris and Camarillo. Here's the clip again. Look, good luck, buddy.
And then Zahida.
And then he said.
Nah, very close.
No!
And then Zahida.
All right, buddy, thanks for calling. Jamie in Panorama City, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
And then Zahida.
Jesus Christ, I'm freezing my A off here.
Where are you?
PC, Panorama City.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, how about that?
Why are you outside?
Just had a little cigar out here.
Oh,
it's relaxing.
Oh, good for you, okay. It snow around you?
Yeah, it does. Thanks, man.
All right, here we go.
And then Zahida.
And then he's a.
Yeah, we're going to give that to you, buddy. You got 90%. We thank you for calling. Have a great holiday season. And then he did.
And then Zahida.
And then the he did.
And then Zahida.
I don't know what he's saying. And then the he did, or then he did.
I have no idea
did.
What she's saying.
I don't either.
And then Zahida.
There you go. All right, next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We're playing for fun tonight. No prizes. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
There'd be more best and there'd be left rest. There'd be more best and there'd be left rest. There'd be more best and there'd be left rest. There'd be more best and there'd be left rest. There'd be more best and there'd be left rest.
Wow, wow, wow. John in Palos Verdes, you're on the air.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
Jimmy!
Hey, you're on the air, my brother.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent, man.
Right on. I'm early into this one. Hit me one more time.
Here we go.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
There'll be more deaths and less rest.
Ah, very close, buddy. But no cigar. Hector in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
Timmy, one more time.
Here we go, Hector.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
There'll be more pest and there'll be less rest.
No. Close, but again, nothing. Jason in San Clemente, you're on the air.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
There'll be more deaths and there'll be less rich.
No. That's a no-no.
It's not it either. Tony in Redondo Beach.
There'll be more best and there'll be less rest.
Timmy, I love you.
Hey,
too, bro.
Thank you, sir.
You rock Redondo.
Thank you.
I think I got it. Can you hit me one more time with it?
Here we go.
There'll be more best and there'll be less rest.
Oh, please, for God's sakes.
Jesus Christ.
With the language.
God damn it. God,
hey, Jack, you too. Look at you. Everybody's swearing on this station. All right, let's talk to, how about Erica in Los Angeles? You're on the air.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
Is it there'd be more best and less rest?
There you go.
Yeah.
Congratulations, darling. Yeah, you don't win anything, but you really get the satisfaction going in the holidays, going into the holiday season. You're a winner.
Thank you.
All right. You going anywhere for the holidays?
Actually, no.
Staying
I'm
going to
take vacation from work, but...
Good for you. What do you do for a living?
I work.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling. There she goes. She works for a living. I've never heard that before. I don't think in all the years I've ever asked anybody, what do you do for a living? I've never gotten, I worked. Isn't that weird? 45 years. And may have been asking people, you know, on and off since I was 10 years old. Hey, what do you do for a living? You know what are you doing all day? What do you do for a living? I work.
Hey, Tim.
I'm going to start doing that.
Ask me where I live.
Where do you live?
At home.
I'm going to start doing that, though. When people say, what do you do for a living? I work. Like, I went to the bank today, and I had to make a rush decision. I'm all my money's going away. And my wife and I are going to be on a joint account for my daughter. And the guy asked me at the bank today, he says, what do you do for a living? And I said, I work for CBS Radio. He says, what do you do? And I said, do a show on the air. He says, hey, he goes, do you know Tom Likas? I said, yeah, I run into Tom maybe once a week. And I would say fairly good friends with Tom Likas. He couldn't believe it. So, and then he says to my wife, because he's got to put her on the same bank account, what do you do for a living? And she says, I'm a housewife. And his response was, oh, just a housewife?
Jesus Christ.
In 2008, women are still getting that, man. I'm a housewife. Okay, so you're just a housewife? You're just a housewife? That's such a mode. It's a mode on you chicks.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
All right, more best and less rest. But I think L-E-S-T and then R-E-S-S are the last two words.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
Leth rest, L-E-T-H rest. Still wrong. There'll be more best and there'll be less rest.
There'll be more best and there'll be less rest.
Eat along. All right, here's the next clip. We're going to play it a couple of times. Come back and ask you what Jesse Jackson is saying. If you get it right, you don't get a prize. You just know you're a winner going into this holiday season. And that's got to be worth something. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book. You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
Diabetes testing supplies. 97.1 FM Talk.
Tim Till.
Yeah. You may not like what he says.
Tim Till.
Yeah. But he'll say it anyway.
Him till.
Yeah.
He's the baddest cat around.
Him till.
Yeah. He's got the sharpest on the town.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And happy holidays, everybody. Christmas is 1 week away. Isn't that right? It's today the 18th. So Christmas is a week from today. Wow, look at that.
Doesn't matter.
You can start shopping. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? No prizes tonight, but you do go into the holiday season knowing you're a winner or perhaps a loser if you don't get it right. Here's your clip.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book. You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
Okay. Brian in Anaheim Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
Let me take a good one. One more time, please.
Here we go.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You're going to have somebody make you look like a butcher?
No.
No.
Close, but no cigar. Greg and Yorba Linda, you're on the air.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I actually met Gina Gradin in downtown L.A.
Oh, is that right?
Off of Fifth Street.
Off of what street?
Come to Pwithet and Drexel Boulevard.
Oh,
now come here now.
Oh, you met her on Pwithet.
And Granite Pwithet.
Okay.
Yeah, and Greg, I still want my $25. That stuff's not free.
Wow. $25. You must have spent the weekend with her.
Hey-o.
All right, here we go.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You're going to hire somebody and make it look like you're pushing?
Sorry, man.
That's a no-no.
We appreciate the call. Edgar in Long Beach, you're on the air.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You're going to hire somebody and make you look like a P-word?
Like a what?
I don't know the last word. Is it a P-word?
You know, you got it all up until last word, and let me help you out here.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
The last word is B-double-O-K. How about that for a hint?
Like a book?
You nailed it, dude!
Yeah!
Congratulations!
That's good.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Edgar, thanks for phoning. Have a great holiday, man.
Hey, you too,
all right, there he goes, everybody. I like that guy. He calls us often, Edgar, I think. Doesn't he? I think he does. All right, we move on here. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? The last one, you don't hire somebody, and then we can't figure out what that word is, unless you look like the book. All right, here we go.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book. You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
Some bobbies. I don't know, man. That's tough. All right, we move on. Here we go.
I mean, we used to go up to the rib if you amuse me, Pa. I mean, we used to go up to the rib if you amuse me, Pa. I mean, we used to go up to the rib if you amuse me, Pa.
Mazin in Laguna Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I mean, we used to go up to the rib if you amuse me, Pa.
What's his name again?
Mazin. Hey.
Hey.
Mazin, you're on the air.
I have a set of wheels that's going to take me to the river by the amusement park.
I mean, we used to go up to the rib if you amuse me, Pa.
That's wrong. Hey, what is Mazin short for?
Just Mazin.
Oh, Mazin is your name.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty cool name. All right, sorry, Mazin, you did not get that right. Sorry, buddy. Tim and Saugus, you're on the air.
I mean, we used to go up to the rib if you amuse me, Pa.
One more time, Tim.
I mean, we used to go up to the rib if you amuse me, Pa.
Dude, I don't know. That's a good one. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, just hanging. How's Saugus?
All right, man. It's nice and cold out here.
Snowing? Was it snowing yesterday?
No, not quite.
Up in the hills?
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot of traffic.
How you doing, man? You doing all right?
I'm doing great. How you been?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, I like your dad. I like you. You guys
Thank
are
you.
Fucking cool.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Take care of yourself. Man. All right. There he goes. Candace in Glendale, you're on the air.
I mean, we used to go up to the rib if you amuse me, Pa.
Candace? Oh, Candace. Ryan on the 210.
I mean, we used to go up to the rib if you amuse me, Pa.
That's what you're saying. I'm in music, go over to the river and amuse me and Pa?
No.
You're stupid.
I don't know if he's stupid. He just didn't hear it right. But that is an interesting take on it. Amuse me and Pa.
I'm in music over to the Riverview Amusement Park.
All right, Paul on the 101, you're on the air.
I'm in music over to the Riverview Amusement Park.
Tim, you are the man.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. One more time, Paul.
Here we go.
I'm in music over to the Riverview Amusement Park.
I remember when we used to go river down by the amusement park.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations, dude.
Hey, we love you, man. First time caller, long time listener.
Hey, thanks. How's the traffic on the 101?
Actually, I'm home now. I've got a burrito in my hand, and we're just about to eat here.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, actually. This
you got a burrito
real
in your hand.
Yeah.
All right, Babu, thanks for calling.
Hey, Paul, what's on that burrito?
Okay,
hey, Randy,
well,
please.
Well, you got a burrito.
He's just enjoying a burrito. Leave the guy alone.
I'm looking for a new burrito joint.
All right, please. I remember we used to go to the Riverview Amusement Park.
I mean, we used to go but to the Riverview Amusement Park.
Yeah, sounds like a great place to go. Let's move on here.
How's number going, kindergarten? How's number going, kindergarten?
Stephen Burbank, you're on the air.
How's number going, kindergarten?
I got it.
Let's go.
I got it.
What do you got?
Hey, they called me.
Did we call you?
I see you guys. One more time.
Here we go.
Dude, he called me. Hello? Turn that down.
Hey.
Are you there?
Yeah, a lot of action going on that car. Huh?
I'm ready.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Are you there?
No. This is too complicated. A lot of crap going on there. A little busy vehicle out there. Let's talk to Lauren in Chino Hills. You're on the air.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Hey, Lauren.
Okay, play it for me.
Here we go.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Oh, wait, I had the last one.
Oh, hell ass. How about this one?
How's number going, kindergarten?
Wait, one more time.
How's number going, kindergarten? How's number going, kindergarten?
How's it going, candid call?
No!
I swear, right. I think I had the last one now.
I know, you're the best, baby. But you missed this every word of this one.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Masood. In Santa Monica, you're on the air.
How's number going, kindergarten?
What's his name again?
Masood. Dude,
that's right. This is brutal.
Oh, come on.
It sounds like he's saying, I'd never go candy corn.
That's a no-no.
All right, every word was missed by you as well.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Candy corn. That's pretty cool, though. Candy corn.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Desiree in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Hello?
Yes. You there, Desiree?
Yes.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 10.
10 11. Years old. 11 years old. Wow. All right. And what's Santa bringing you for Christmas?
I'm not sure yet.
Did you write a letter to Santa?
Not yet.
You got to get it in the mail soon.
Yeah, I'm still writing it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's the clip. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Can you repeat it, please?
Sure.
How's number going, kindergarten?
I've got some corn, candy corn.
Aww, you just missed it. But I hope Santa's great to you this year.
Thanks.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right, there she goes, everybody. That's cool when kids call. I think it's the only show where, like, 8-year-old kids call and 88-year-old people call. It's like Jesse Jackson. Everybody loves the game.
How's number going, kindergarten?
All right, here we go. Eric in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Hey, baby.
Hey, remember me?
Yes, you're back.
I'm that one that works for a living.
I know. What do you do for a living?
Let's just say we take care of the schools. I work for LAUSD.
There you go. All right, yeah, this is a free-for-all night, so you can call as many times as you like and keep calling back, and as we're not giving out prizes, so it doesn't matter. All right, Erica, what is he saying here? Good luck.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Wow, can you repeat it one more time?
Yes.
How's number going, kindergarten?
I don't know. Let's just say he said, we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. All right, thanks. Take care of yourself, Erica. Let's go to David in Arcadia. You're on the air.
How's number going, kindergarten?
Hey, man, that sounds like a really bad Muhammad Ali impression. It sounds like I'm not there. The kids are gone.
No, that's not
that's
it
a no-no.
Candace in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
How's now we're going, Candace gone?
Is it... How's now
I'm
going to go kill the guard?
No.
No.
Another Candace from Rosemead. You're on the air.
How's now I'm going to kindergarten?
I've never gone to kindergarten.
No.
You're stupid.
Well, you want to guess the clip or you just want to tell us a little about your background?
What was that again?
Do you want to guess the clip or you just want to tell us a little about your past?
I'll guess the clip.
All right, here we go.
How's now I'm going to kindergarten?
It doesn't say I've never gone to kindergarten.
You're stupid.
It does not. All right, thanks for calling.
Jesus Christ.
What if people regret that they never went to kindergarten? I don't think I ever went to. Oh, maybe I did.
I've never gone to kindergarten. I've never gone to kindergarten.
Bob in Redondo Beach on the air.
I've never gone to kindergarten.
You remember me?
I think I do, yes. Nice to hear your voice again.
Me and my dog? All right, I figured it out.
All right.
I'm a fool for candy corn.
No.
That's a no-no.
All right, I'm going to give you guys major hints on this one, okay? He's talking about two ex-presidents of the United States of America.
I've never gone candy corn.
And they're both gone.
I've never gone candy corn.
Gone. He says gone twice and then puts two presidents' names in there.
I've never gone candy corn. I mean, where's the go but to the rib of your amusement park?
How about if we go back to that clip?
I've never gone kindergarten. I've never gone kindergarten. I've never gone kindergarten.
All right, Jimmy in La Habra, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I've never gone kindergarten.
Jimmy, that's me?
Yeah.
That's a rerun. I heard that one already.
Yeah, what did it say?
Eisenhower gone, Kennedy gone.
There you go. Yeah. Congratulations, man. You don't win anything, but you're a major stud.
Yeah, just like the last two times,
yes.
I didn't win nothing.
Ah, that sucks. All right, thanks, Babu. And we continue here with what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
Zanana, look at that, Zanana. Zanana, look at that, Zanana. Zanana, look at that, Zanana.
All right, hold on. Hey, Gabriel. How you doing? We're on the...
God damn it.
Hey, Gabe? Senor? Muchos en los eros. Hablaing English. Nothing? Doing a little holiday sweeping here. This is the downside of working the night shift. Is you do get the cleaning crew in here.
Ow.
God damn it. There we go.
Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Jesus Christ.
There he goes.
God damn it.
Glasses. Yeah, see, when you work like morning show or middays or afternoon drive, they don't come in and actually clean while you're on the air. But these guys, they've been told, you know, please clean the entire floor, this part of the floor. And occasionally they come on in here during the show. And it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother you. Hey, listen, you know, we got a clean studio. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson? We'll play this clip for you a couple of times, come back and ask you what he's saying. If you get it right, you get nothing. How about that for a holiday treat?
Jesus
You're listening
Christ.
To the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Zanana, look at that, Zanana. Zanana, look at that, Zanana.
Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
I'm 97.1 FM Talk.
Because you might sound crazy, say he's is that that's our kind of guy. And watch this.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do?
What do you do when they turn on? What?
Semi-automatic weapons. That's a no-no. 110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
520-9710.
Prison lady percent black.
You be crying the guy turned out of jail.
Back up.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And we continue here with What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? There are no prizes tonight, unfortunately. But you can just go away knowing you're a complete winner or a loser. Whatever it happens, however it shakes down here. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying right here?
Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Jesus Christ.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Jesus Christ.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Ernie in Riverside, you're on the air.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Can you repeat it?
Yes.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Repeat one more time?
Nah, no confidence in you, dude.
Suck it.
David on the 210, you're on the air.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
No, that's a no-no.
That's a no-no. No, I think this clip's going to be too hard for you guys to get. I think we'll press on. What he's saying is, some don't look at this as an honor.
Zanona, look at that, Zanona. Zanona, look at that, Zanona.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Let's move on.
Wompaduka change giant.
Now, there's an easy one.
Wompaduka change giant.
Jesus Christ.
Wompaduka change giant.
Jesus Christ.
Wompaduka change giant. Wompaduka change giant.
I'll give you a hint. There are four words that Jesse is saying right now. Four different words.
Wompaduka change giant. Wompaduka change giant.
Cindy in Temple City, you're on the air.
Wompaduka change giant.
Come
on. Blow me up, Tom. Blow me up, Tom. Take me out with the bong hit.
You got it, man. Here you go.
Wompaduka change giant.
All right, come on.
Wompaduka change giant.
All right, let's get this one. Eric in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Wompaduka change giant.
Can you give me another hint?
Yes, there's four words, and the first word is want.
Want. Can you repeat it again?
Wompaduka change giant.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
Sorry, baby. Bad vibes. Winston in Wilmington, you're on the air.
Wompaduka change giant.
Little Poochie Poochie Dogs.
No. Bill on the 405.
Wompaduka change giant.
We'll produce a trained guy.
No. CJ in Woodland Hills.
Wompaduka change giant.
Wompaduka change joy.
What?
Wompaduka change giant.
Wompaduka change joy.
Wompaduka change joy?
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure what Wokapoka means.
Suck it.
Ryan in Anaheim Hills.
Wompaduka change giant.
Hey, I'm taking advantage of your callback free-for-all.
Oh, good. All right, here we go.
Wompaduka change giant.
Four words.
Yeah, four words. First word is want.
Wompaduka change giant.
Won't the trains joy?
No.
Sorry, dude, but call back. It's a free fall. You can call as many times as you can get through today, since there's no prizes given out. Bernard and Whittier, you're on the air.
Wompaduka change giant.
Go on the 405.
Wompaduka change.
Can you get it one more time?
Wompaduka change giant.
DJ, I'm looking
at. I have no idea.
can you turn your? How loud does your radio go?
I have no, about 30.
Crank it up.
Wompaduka change joy.
Loud.
Wompaduka change joy.
Wompaduka change joy?
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure.
Annoy him for a while like he annoyed us. Mark on the 10 freeway. Mark in Huntington Beach. You're on the air.
Wompaduka change joy.
Mark.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's want about change Tom.
Ooh, you got two words right. You got want and change right. Now you got to get the second and fourth word right, okay?
I have no idea.
Well, let's help you through it here, my brother.
Wompaduka change giant.
What is a woman's name that starts with J and ends with Y? It's three letters.
J.
There's an O in it.
Joy.
There you go. All right, so there's the last word. Now we're looking for the second word.
Wumpadooka change joy.
You want blank change joy? And if you're going to have change, if you're going to have political change, what would it be? Blank change.
Obama?
Nah. Like
on Obama change time.
Right. Oh. Or if maybe it's just political. Is that it?
Wumpadooka change joy.
Is he saying want political change joy?
I guess.
Yeah. Congratulations, young man. You nailed it. All right, you're a winner. Go back to school tomorrow and tell everybody you're a stud.
Okay.
All right, there he goes, man. Look at that. Tell all the kids he's on the air. 10 years old. Listen to talk radio. Smart kid.
Want political change, joy?
You want political change, joy?
Want political change, joy?
All right, here's the last clip.
God's good all time God good, we shall stand.
Jesus Christ, too long.
If you did not have the third, with the first two tracks, politically, he campaigned for LB Gay.
There we go.
Politically, he campaigned for LB Gay.
Jen in Laguna Niguel, you're on the air.
Politically, he campaigned for LB Gay.
Politically, he campaigned for
LB Gay. There you go. Yeah. You nailed it on the first time.
Thanks.
Hey. All right, congratulations, Jenna.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, there you go. All right, let's do another clip here, eh? We got a lot of time.
She transferred
too long.
Interest are tentacles. Interest are tentacles.
There you go. Kelly and Torrance.
Interest are tentacles.
Interest are typical?
No, you got it close. Think about it again. Listen to it again.
Interest are tentacles.
Interest are.
You got those two words right.
Interest are tentacles.
Typical?
No. Interest are blank. Erica, you're on the air.
Interest are tentacles.
Entrance are... Can I get a clue?
No. Sorry, baby. Javier, we only got a couple minutes left here. Javier on the 210.
Interest are tentacles.
Interest are typical.
No. How much more of a clue can I give that woman? I gave her two words out of three. Can't give her the third.
Jesus Christ.
Interest are tentacles.
Paul in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Interest are tentacles.
Hey, Tim, can you just play the clip where he's looking for the car?
The what? Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you move the speaker part of your phone further away from your face and then talk?
Oh, what are you talking about?
There you go. Now, what do you want us to play?
Hey, can you play the clip where he's looking for the license plate?
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll play it for you in a second here.
Interest are tentacles.
That's a good clip.
Interest are tentacles.
Brett in Calabasas, you're on the air.
Interest are tentacles.
Timmy, hey. I'm a dude, man. I think my wife's got this. Hold on, let me call her. Wilma!
Guys have started early out there. All right, I guess there's an announcement going on here.
That was the Altima ALTMA 489-9410. Please move it now. You're blocking someone.
And I think there's another one, right?
That was a Chevy Impala, dark blue, 2203180. Please move, blocking the fire hydrant. And that is against the law. And so please move your Chevrolet before it is excised.
Excised.
The church say amen.
All right.
Interest are tentacles.
All right, let's talk to, how about Adam and Norco?
Interest are tentacles.
What do we got? Interest are tentacles?
Yeah! Interests are tentacles. Tentacles. All right, that concludes What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say for the year, actually. So we're going to be taking a couple weeks off to, I don't know, drink and smoke and gamble. A lot of people take the time off to relax and enjoy the family, but I'm going to hit it hard. Gina Grant's going to do the news at 9 o'clock. What's going on with that news?
Well, kids in England are no longer obese, and we might be seeing a lot fewer actors in the movies next year. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, boy. Actors. You need actors in movies. All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
And then later on, there we go, and we see Stevie the Wonder.
She transferred her drama.
In my only worry was the Christmas, what would be my toy?
We were, this time, yeah, we were arguing about it.
And they'll get their throw away little books, and we're like,
even though we sometimes would not get a thing.
We hear the word.
We were happy with the joy that they would bring.
In Columbia.
Sneaking out the back door, hang out with those hoodlum friends of mine.
No, 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 look at that, no, no. That be more best, and that be left rest.
Really
how's it going, kindergarten? You don't hire somebody unless you look like a boy.
Run your best to bring the water to your eyes.
Over substance.
Thinking it might stop her from whipping you behind. That place don't be so good. Come back once more. Why did those things ever have to go? That place don't be so good. Come back once more. Why did those things ever have to go? Because I love them so.
More shows like this at 971fmtalk.com.